Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. 866-444-3478 is the number to call me and be on the show and talk about issues. We've been talking about some environmental issues first couple of hours and just ended with that. I want to do that a little bit. First of all, I'll tell you that this hour is brought to you by the Organic Club of America. That's our membership part of DirtDoctor.com that has some various kinds of benefits. One of them was a seminar that we still, I apologize, don't have the podcast on the website for you yet, but I've got good news. One of them has been done, and we figured out how to get it on there, and I'll have it up for you hopefully shortly. And then there's other benefits as well of being a member of the Organic Club of America and just being involved with us a little bit more intensely, especially in the spring, which has already happened now. The questions that we get in a lot of different forms get to be massive, and the membership gets, you know, we help those people first, as you might figure. It's just a volume kind of thing. So we try to have the answers for everybody on the website and on Facebook to a degree and all that kind of thing as well. But the questions that come up, we try to help the members first, which is, you can understand. Texas Organic Research Center also is our not-for-profit organization that gathers and pulls together all the research and data that exists, and there's tons of it. Our critics will say, you know, there's no testing and there's no research and there's no data out there. But, you know, they just, I don't know, they got empty heads, I guess, because there's just huge amounts of research and data and continuing to mount up, like we've been talking today, and Torque is responsible for pulling all that together and also doing research itself. One of the articles that just came out that relates to what I was talking to Gary about, the last caller of the previous hour, about tires, as his question, if you didn't catch it all, was about the dust created when cars drive, and we have lots of cars in this country. It is going to change. Driving, and that rubber wears away on the tires. Where does it go is his question. And I had actually heard him call a car show in town. It was funny that I had actually heard him ask about it. Didn't get much of an answer from the car guy because he didn't know how to answer it. But the answer is there is a lot of rubber from cars that becomes volatilized almost, you know, it's such tiny particles, it's in the air and it settles all over the place. It's kind of like this article that I have about the possibility of heavy metals getting into gardens in an urban situation from past industrial activities, flaking paint from houses, you know, that were painted before they outlawed lead paints. And gasoline used to contain paint, and a lot of that contamination can still be around in soils and so forth. So you've got this incredible amount of rubber dust that's got to go somewhere. It doesn't just vanish. That was what I think was assumed by some, and that, of course, doesn't happen. It's going somewhere. And all the contaminants from various other things, industry and whatnot, paint and various chemicals that are sprayed around and used, you know, for pest control and various kinds of things. It's out there in various degrees, depending on where you are and everything. And the answer to what you do about it is in our camp. The only thing you can do about it, you can't go out there and clean it up. You can't go out there and sweep it up and move it somewhere else, put it in a landfill and take it out of the system. Can't do that. The only thing you can do is to help nature break it down. Help nature through biological activity, beneficial microbes, break down and neutralize all these contaminants. And a lot of people say that's totally impossible. You can't handle heavy metals and basic elements and things like that. But you can. You just have to be kind of open-minded about it and accept the fact that there's not any other choice. The only thing you can do is through biological changes, clean up stuff. Well, how do you do that? Well, you do it with the natural organic program that we talk about. Instead of using toxic fertilizers, salt fertilizers, and toxic pesticides and continuing to make the situation worse and cause more illnesses and various problems, we try to reverse it with the natural organic products that stimulate life. That's the key to everything that we deal with, is how do you stimulate life and health? And it starts with these beneficial microscopic plants and animals in the soil, on the plants, on the surface of things. There's microbes that can break down anything. There's microbes that have been found in lava, in molten lava. There's microbes that are in ice and in cold areas that are, 50, 75 degrees below zero, things like that. So whatever the situation, there's microorganisms that can help clean up stuff if we simply allow that to happen. And the only way it's going to happen is with the natural organic program. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Sandra in Orlando, Florida is next up. Hi, Sandra.
Hi. How are you, doctor?
I'm doing fine. What's up?
Well, I have a question. I'm having some St. Augustine Seville sod laid this week.
Okay.
And I wondered if you had any suggestions of what I do, like after the sodding is done, to make it stronger or whatever.
Okay. Well, good for you. You're having a landscape contractor do this work?
Oh, yes, sir.
For you?
Yes, sir.
How big an area?
Oh, it's not all. It's just like a front yard.
Okay. All right.
So it's probably 50 by 20,
okay,
something
good.
Like that. Yeah.
See, if I'll tell you some stuff to do for sure, and there's some things that you can try to get them to do, and they'll think you've lost your marbles when you ask them to do this, but see if you can get them to do it. When they put the sod down, first of all, just on preparation of the soil, I don't really recommend too much other than just making sure it's not hard compacted, loosened up. You can spray hydrogen peroxide on it if they would be open-minded enough to do that. If it's not soft and friable and smooth, that's the first thing you need to do. But you don't need to put down organic fertilizer or compost or anything like that on the soil. The only thing I'd do is maybe spray hydrogen peroxide and just make sure it's leveled out and not compacted. And the hydrogen peroxide helps with the compaction. Then get them to wet the back side, the soil side of the sod.
Oh.
And it's pretty easy to do. It sounds like a lot of trouble, but when they pull the sod off of the big blocks on the pallets
yeah,
that they've brought to the site, they'll throw them upside down, and they have guys just standing there with a hose wetting the back side before they slap the sod down on the soil. That way you haven't buried dry soil that's very difficult to water enough to get through that new sod, to get the soil that might be moist. And if they say, well, it's already moist enough, tell them, well, humor me. Let's get it nice and moist, put it down, and that way you won't have any brown spots, and it just will be much, much better at establishing.
Okay.
Once the sod is in place, do a light top dressing of compost on top, and especially rake it into the joints if there's any left. If they don't get the joints real tight, it's very important. And then you can put an organic fertilizer on as well, something like dry fertilizer or one of the organic blends, and you can fertilize straight away. You don't have to wait until it starts to grow to fertilize with organic fertilizers. But
okay,
do the compost for sure, dry molasses in addition to that. And then at some point when it starts to grow, spray it all with the Garrett Juice Plus and add some one of the microorganism products like the Bio-SI that has mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria in it. And
okay.
You'll be
now
off
I,
and running.
Okay. I do not have my own compost at all. So.
Well, you can go to the stores, and I think that the the cow, I'm drawing a blank at the name.
Black Cow.
Gosh, an advertiser, can't think of the name. Black Cow compost is in bags and probably will be able to be found at the big box stores and things like that.
Oh, I've used it before. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good choice. And okay. Get you some dry molasses from a local feed store or something like that. If you can't get that, just do the Garrett Juice liquid spray later on. You'll be fine.
Okie dokie. Okay. Well, thank you. Now, wait, one minute.
Okay, let me put you on hold if you had something else. I got a break, but I'll come back and talk to you. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at BioSITechnology.com.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water Store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
One of the most important organic product manufacturers in Texas is the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. company's been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the business. Medina has quality fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulas. Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products that help you spend your budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right at the same time. They have a brand new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food, which is great. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com, and you'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell quality organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. One thing that I realized that I forgot to mention when I was talking about the detox program for the caller who had had her area sprayed with Roundup and some other things and wanted to know how to detox. And we were talking about that. I left out, I hope she's still listening, I think it was Janice. You need to put out a biological product at the end, something like the BioSI, beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. If you put it out with the Garrett juice, that's what I do and that's what I recommend. It's very cost-effective to do it that way and is a real good final step of getting the soil back to a healthy condition. The beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus will be there, but just using all the other generic products of the organic program, but you just speed up the process if you put out a product that actually contains these wonderful microbes. And BioSI is very high quality. It's probably got the highest concentration of the microbes in the product that we've seen, and I recommend it to you very highly. BioSI. And next is Charlie in Burleson.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hey, Charlie.
I'm doing all right. Hey, walk me through container growing, just tomatoes and peppers.
Tomato growing, how big a container are you going to do it in?
Well, they're probably 18 inches tall.
Do you have to do it in containers? You just limited for space or something?
Well, I'm not limited. The problem is I have not done any bed preparation whatsoever this year.
Okay. Well, it would be better to go in the ground, but if you're going to do it in pots, get a potting soil, if you can, that doesn't have peat moss in it. There are right. About three on the market. If not, just get any potting soil you can, okay. And then add compost and rock powders and dry molasses and the things that we add to bed preparation. Add that to the potting soil. We do basically the same thing in the pots that we do in the beds.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. Would cotton burr compost work?
It'd be fine. Is there a possibility there being some contaminants in those? Yes, but that's the case with any of the manure products or any of the products that are composted or out there on the market. If they have been composted thoroughly and properly, that risk will be at a minimum. But that also is why we like the good potting soils and compost, but we also like to add additional amendments that will spike the biological activity and add a product like I just mentioned that has them in it, so we make sure that the life is there and the contamination is neutralized as much as possible.
Okay, what about black cow?
Oh, it's great. I mean, that's as good as you can find, yeah.
Okay, good deal, because I know I can get that.
You bet.
All right, how deep, how much water? I know in pots you don't water as much, right?
Well, no, that's not really true. We water enough to have the water thoroughly go through the entire structure, depth of the pot, and go out the bottom through the holes. And then you don't water again until it's needed. The problem, Charlie, is that when it gets to be 90 and 100 degrees, that water need is going to be daily.
It's going to bake out.
Yeah, and sometimes more than once daily, because you've got those sides exposed to the heat and the winds and all that sort of thing. So it is more difficult to keep the watering proper in pots than it is in the ground, no question about it.
But it can be done.
It can be done. People grow successful gardening plants and herbs and even landscape plants in pots. You just have to be much more careful with your watering, because you're only dealing with what's in that little area. You know, you're not dealing with the whole site.
I don't guess it's too late to till and do some soil treatment then.
No, not at all. If you use the bed preparation we recommend, and it's detailed for you right on under guides on dirtdoctor.com, you can plant immediately after preparing the soil and have good production this very first season.
Okay, listen, one more real quick one, okay?
Yeah.
I was a subscriber to the newsletter and had a computer crash and got it fixed and everything. And now when I try to resubscribe, it tells me that you guys still have my email address, but I don't get any of the newsletters.
Well, send an email if you haven't already to info@dirtdoctor.com, and they'll get it all straightened out for you.
That'll work, because I miss my newsletters.
Okie doke.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And anybody can get the newsletter for free. It's simple as sending us an email, like I just told him, info@dirtdoctor.com, or fill out the form that's on the website. And it's a weekly deal. The latest one, like I mentioned earlier in the show, is about all the wonderful uses of baking soda, one of my favorite things to use around the place. I cleaned the sink out with it yesterday, as a matter of fact. Works kind of like Bon Ami. In fact, there may be baking soda in my Bon Ami. I don't know, but it's a wonderful cleaner. So check out the current newsletter. You can go to the Facebook and see it there, or just go to dirtdoctor.com and go to the newsletter part there and go in and see it. And if you want it sent to you every week, just give us your email address. By the way, before I forget it, we've got a local a friend that's in the web.com tournament, Eddie Lohr. He's one of our golf buddies here in town, doing real well. He's 8-under and 5 shots back, 13-under is leading him, but he's going to win him a good, nice check. And also the local kid, Jordan Spieth, who's so great just right out of high school, is up there pretty high in the leaderboard too. Congratulations to both those guys. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back right after this, and we'll get back to the phone lines.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell tells CNN the automatic spending cuts, the so-called sequester, that just started to kick in, were a White House idea, but he's not all against it. Says they're modest and will not be devastating, as some predict. Islamic extremists have attacked a military base in northern Nigeria today. A witness and some other officials say at least 20 people have been killed in the attack. The Congolese says troops have given key towns to Eastern Congo, to the M23 rebels. This is to avoid jeopardizing the ongoing peace process between the two sides. And World Cup winning skier Tina Maze has been placed under police protection after a death threat. The Slovenian finished fourth in today's Super G race in Germany and had two bodyguards close after the race. Nobody's sure why someone wouldn't be threatening her. This is SRN News.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-280-1656. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-280-1656. That's 1-800-280-1656.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Tiny Gonzaga is poised to take over the top spot in next week's rankings for the first time in school history after the second-ranked Zags beat Portland 81-52 to improve to 29-2 and 16-0 in the West Coast Conference. Top-ranked Indiana, even though they beat Iowa 73-60, is likely to fall out of the number one spot after losing in Minnesota earlier this week. Meanwhile, Hoosiers forward Cody Zeller with 22 points and 10 rebounds says their defense keyed the victory.
We kept getting stops on the defensive end, and we struggled at times on offense, but when you're getting stops, you're gonna win.
Third-ranked Duke beat number 5 Miami 79-76. Duke guard Ryan Kelly with a career-high 36 points says he was anxious to play after missing 7 weeks with a foot injury.
I knew I had to come in aggressive. You know, I really got not much of a whole practice in with contact. You know, I felt like I was ready to go, and coach felt like I was ready to go, and I said, let's go for it.
Miami's already clinched at least a share of the ACC regular season title. This is SRN Sports. Sixth-ranked Kansas beat West Virginia 91-65, while number 13 Kansas State edged Baylor 64-61. K-State and Kansas both tied for the Big 12 lead. It was 7th-ranked Georgetown 64, Rutgers 51, number 8 Florida 64, Alabama 52. 10th-ranked Louisville 58, number 12 Syracuse 53. Orange coach Jim Boeheim says his team was their own worst enemy down the stretch.
I thought we did an unbelievable job down 7 to get back in the lead. We made 4 turnovers after that, and that's not something we've done this year.
UCLA surprised number 11 Arizona 74-69. It was 14th-ranked New Mexico 53, Wyoming 42, 15th-ranked Oklahoma State 78, Texas 65, 18th-ranked St. Louis 66, George Washington 58. Number 19, Memphis beat Central Florida 76-67. It was Virginia Commonwealth 84, number 20, Butler 52, 22nd-ranked Marquette 72, number 21, Notre Dame 64, and number 25, Louisiana Tech 88, San Jose State 61. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard, back with you. I forgot one of our friends are also plays with us from time to time on the LPGA tour. Jarena Pillar is, I don't know if the tournament's already over. It looks like it may be, tied for 10th. So she won a nice paycheck, too. Congratulations to Jarena from here. Excuse me, Dolly in Balch Springs next up. Hello, Dolly.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, pretty good considering everything, I guess.
Oh, my.
Things are going the right direction. We'd just like to get everybody on board this natural, organic way because it works so well.
Amen. And that's one reason why I called today. I'm seeing a lot of mulch, you know, springtime, you think of planting, et cetera. And I'm looking around at products, and I'm seeing rubber mulch all over the place, and I'm thinking, is there lead in this? How good can rubber be for our plants? And my second question is, how do you get compost from scraps to compost in 6 to 10 weeks? I'm seeing this in places, and I'm also seeing other places where it says it takes up to a year or more for things to compost.
Well, yeah, two good questions. The rubber mulch, I think, is horrible. I wrote kind of a daily tip or a daily tip on Facebook not too long ago, and I think I addressed the fact that shredded native tree trimmings is my favorite mulch, and it's the best by far, and pine needles are a good second, especially where there's pine trees growing, and it looks appropriate. And then on the negative side, the dyed wood products I think are terrible. from a couple of standpoints. They just look tacky for one thing, and then, you know, you're dyeing them with something for the other, and then they're all wood, all carbon, all cellulose for the third thing. And then cypress, I don't like at all because it's a big environmental issue, and it doesn't break down well and tends to fuse together, and it has several issues. And the worst bark of all of the natural ones is pine bark, because it won't stay in place. And when it does stay in place and breaks down, it has some natural chemicals that are very bad. So I love pine needles, but I don't like pine bark at all. And then the one that's the worst of the whole bunch is the rubber. I think rubber is a toxic material from tires and shouldn't be used. It doesn't break down. It doesn't build humus. It, I think, has a problem from a standpoint of heat in the summer, you know, around on the surface of the soil and around plants. So, no, it's not on my list at all. The second comment that you made about compost not being finished, that's a very common problem that we have. Some of the largest composting companies, their philosophy is as soon as it's dark enough to sell it, sell it. And that's a problem. You know, it's not compost at that point. It's a mulch. And if you understand that, and if you're buying it for that, you know, understanding that fact that you need to add organic fertilizer to it, and it's going to have some nitrogen drafting if you don't and all that, that's fine. You know, buyer beware type of a thing. But to have good finished compost, the people, you know, that I learned from, Malcolm Beck and others like that, did composting over a much longer period of time, anywhere from 6 months to a little over a year. And that slow composting process, you know, really broke the material down and made a really good quality product. There are some people that are doing Winrose that are doing real high quality stuff. The Plano Pure people in Plano are in that category. There are still some people doing big static piles and composting, you know, over a 7 month at least period of time and have real good quality compost. But the people that are doing it over a few weeks, you're totally right. It's not very good compost.
Well, see, I was wanting to make a little compost here in my yard, you know, for little potato peelings, tomatoes, you know, just odds and ends of veggie scraps and peanut shells, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want something that I don't know what to do with it. I've seen these compost bins advertised, all kinds of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you the best one by far, not even close. It's the one I use in our vegetable garden. It's called the Shepherd Composter,
uh-huh.
And it's 4 feet by 4 feet by 3 feet high. And that handles a whole lot more volume than most of the composting apparatus or apparati that are out there on the market, and it's really easy to use. It's well built. It's made by the Shepherd Steel Company, and it folds up for storage. When you put all the material in it, and when it's ready to turn, it's very easy to turn. You just lift the steel cage straight up, move it over to another spot. I generally put it on top of some weeds that I need to kill, and then you just move the material into the new location. It's really good looking. I tell you who taught me about it is Amanda Van Hoover out in Colleyville at their community gardens. They use a whole series, a battery of them, and make a lot of compost, a lot of volume of compost.
Okay, now it's called
Shepherd Composter.
Shepherd Composter.
And any nursery can get it for you. You can order it directly online. Some of the local places might have some in stock. I think North Haven had it in stock at one time, and maybe a few of the other garden centers around here. But just call around. If they don't have it, tell them they ought to get it. It's the best on the market by far.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
And no, they're not an advertiser. I wish they were, but they're not. Yeah, get that off there. Here's Greer in Fort Worth. Hi, Greer.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing good.
I heard you earlier this morning about the aerial spraying of the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you received the pictures. I sent a couple months ago to you some 8x10 pictures of the results at my property. The dead earthworms that ringbelled all.
Gosh, I don't remember seeing that, Greer.
I sent it to you and Bobby Spence. But anyway, even though I'm in the business, we live out here technically in Haskell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know who you are, Greer. Yeah, thanks for calling. I did get that, and I think that, you know, we talked about the killing of beneficial insects, and we were mostly involved with worrying about the honeybees with the Texas Honeybee Guild and people like that. We saw a whole bunch of great big June bugs that died around our honeybee hives at our place.
Well, the main thing to me, we live on a few acres and stock tanks and kids, and it's all about how safe it was. And, you know, just keep your dogs in for one evening, which I did. And literally the next morning, I'd say there's 4,000 to 5,000 dead earthworms just on the ground, you know, overnight.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then
terrible.
2 weeks later, I'm taking pictures after it rained, and all I can think of was the residue went back into the soil because the same thing happened again. And I'm thinking, who's these experts telling me how safe all this stuff is when I'm seeing it and taking pictures of the results? It's incredible.
No, it is. And I appreciate you bringing it up. I had called you to try to get together, so I'm glad you called. Let's get together sometime and talk about how we can work to push this along the right direction here.
You got to take a slide and have a good day.
Okay. See you, Greer. Talk to you later. It's open line at 866-444-3478. Pamela's in Bedford. Hi, Pamela.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have it's about not quite 5 feet tall, Rose of Sharon that I would like to move. Mm-hmm. Is that too big a job? How much dirt would I need to move?
Well, Pamela, the buds on that Althea are probably swelling right now, aren't they? Or have they started yet?
I didn't notice it. I mean, I haven't looked the last couple of days.
Well,
maybe.
If it were mine, I tell you what I'd do. If the buds haven't started swelling, you can move it and probably have close to 100% chance of success. Dig a ball up, but you can probably bare root it, to be honest with you. That kind of a plant that's deciduous and the buds haven't swollen yet, go around it. It's 5 feet tall. Dig around it to where you would be forming a ball that would be maybe the size of a bushel basket.
Okay.
And then just slowly work it out of the soil, and if you allow most of the soil to fall away, I wouldn't even worry about it. Just get the new location ready. Dig the hole. Be careful not to over-dig it. Dig it to where you think it's maybe about half as big as it needs to be.
So don't dig a bushel basket hole?
No, dig it a little smaller, because when you move it over there, you may have some of the soil fall away, and finish digging it after you get it over there. But do it real quickly, so that it stays moist and hydrated through this process. And if the soil is anywhere on the dry side, spray it and cover it with water. There's a commercial product that you probably don't have time to get, but just for reference next time, you might want to have it on hand. It's called Plant Success, and it's a product that's mycorrhizal fungus, what it is, and you put it in water and you stir it up, and it makes a real dark, molassesy-looking semi-gel.
And can you get that anywhere?
You can get it mail order from probably several different mail order companies. Just do a search for Plant Success. I don't know if any of the retail stores around here would have it in stock. I wish they would, but we haven't been all that successful at getting these some of these basic things I recommend in all the stores yet. But if for next time, get it, and if you have to move a plant, and this is for anybody, any homeowner, or anybody in the business, moving a plant from point A to point B, if you put this stuff on the roots, it makes a huge difference in how the percentage of chance of it surviving.
Okay, now, when you say spray it, you mean the roots?
Yeah, the roots. Uh-huh. Cover the roots with this stuff, and you're pretty much going to have to totally bare root it to do that. We've just planted some pretty large plants using this technique, and we'll have some photographs to show everybody on it pretty soon. If the soil stays on it during the move, since you don't have this product, just go ahead and leave the soil on it and put it in the new hole nice and high, give it room to settle, and I think it'll do fine. Rosa Sharon's a pretty tough plant. About the only thing you can do wrong with them is keep them too wet, and they get a root disease. So just keep the organic program going. Drench with Garrett juice and mycorrhizal fungus at the end, and I think your plant will be fine.
Okay, so if the buds are starting to swell, what will happen? Will it just not survive?
Or it's just going to be more susceptible to transplant shock if the buds have already broken. If they're still solid and haven't opened into flowers, which are leaves, I don't think you're going to have a problem at all.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything like that yet. So, okay, well, I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for calling. Good luck.
Bye.
All righty. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478 if you have a question. If you want our newsletter that's free, just go to dirtdoctor.com and fill out the form or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739. The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you by now. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. The absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time are all important. Some of the Munster products have no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy cats and dogs. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area for your dogs and cats.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. And the number for probably next week is 866-444-3478. I didn't mention my tea. It's a good one this morning. You ought to try it if you haven't tried something similar. Ginger, dandelion root, yerba mate, and honey, Texas honeybee gill, of course. By the way, I'm going to be next Saturday at the Lazy Daisy Garden Center in Canton, Texas. So those of you in East Texas, hope you get to come out and see us. You can go to dirtdoctor.com and on the look at all those words or basically buttons on the going to different parts of the website, and where it says appearances, you can click on appearances and it'll take you to where I'll be next. Well, where I'll be in the future too, in Canton, Lazy Daisy Greenhouse or Lazy Daisy Gardens will be there next Saturday. And then the next week I'll be in Houston, the 15th and 16th. I'll be with my co-author, one of my co-authors, John Ferguson, who's in the compost business. And those of you in Houston can't hear me all that easily right now because we're not on a station there, but the ones hearing me streaming, extremely high quality compost and soil products down there. That he has, and we'll be talking about all that stuff at Wabash Antiques and Feed Store, Kingwood Garden Center, and Arbor Gate. So hope you come see John and I for one of those three events, and all the information about it is on the website there. Next up is Christine in Waxahachie.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
Just fine. I, too, have a question about composting.
Okay.
I have made some compost that's half well-composted limbs. I've been composting for about 6 years, so it's real crumbly and good. But I also want to use half pig manure. Now, this is pig manure from my little potbelly pig that's 2 to 7 years old.
Okay.
And I was wondering if half of the pig manure, so it doesn't have any toxics in it, I know that, mm-hmm. half the pig manure and half the limb compost would be too strong.
No, it'd be great. That'd be fine.
Okay.
By the way, do you believe that pot-bellied pigs stay small? I've heard that they finally end up getting to be big, regular-size hogs.
Well, not regular size. Bonnie was 18 years old when she passed away, bless her little heart.
Really?
And, of course, she was tiny, tiny when I got her. And when she, as she reached adult age, which takes them 3 to 4 years to get their full growth, her top of her back probably came about 2 inches from the beginning of my knee. And I don't
know
how much.
Pretty good size, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much she weighed, because it had been forever since I was able to pick her up. I had to have a vet come out, yeah. You know. But they're not tiny, tiny like people often believe they are.
Yeah, I think that's the misconception, right.
But they're wonderful pets, extremely smart.
Yeah, their personalities are just terrific. I was around some on a ranch one time, and they come up to you and want to be petted, and they're just
yeah.
Little dogs.
Bonnie was a house pig until she was probably almost a year old. And they, you know, they don't go to the bathroom in the house. They're very easy to train to go outside. She would tell me when she wanted out.
Cool.
I mean, I can't say enough good things about them.
That's cool. No, the manure of any animal is fine, but especially something like yours where, you know, there's no contamination or anything, mixing it with shredded tree trimmings is perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's a perfect mix.
Okay. Would it be too strong to actually start some plants? I'm top dressing beds, and so some areas is probably about 2-inch top dressing.
Well, just make it part of your potting soil to get seeds and things like that started, so it's not too strong. You could compost straight 100% pig manure or any manure for that matter. And
okay.
If it's totally composted, totally broken down, it's usable, you know, without even diluting it and mixing it with something else. When you're mixing it like you're doing with shredded tree trimmings, you get a buffering there that's very nice, and it's not going to be too strong at all. But I'd still, on seeds and little seedlings, cut it a little bit with some other materials, so just to be on the safe side.
Okay. One other real quick question: coffee grounds. I drink a lot of coffee. How much coffee grounds can I put in my compost pile? Will there be too much?
No, you could make the compost pile half coffee grounds, and it wouldn't be too much.
Okay,
it's a wonderful, wonderful natural fertilizer, and you can compost it straight, 100% by itself, and make a wonderful compost, and mixing it in 50-50 would be terrific. You don't have to use that much, but I'm saying you could go that high if you want to.
Okay. One last thing. Ellis County Garden Show is March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
They put on a real nice garden show in Waxahachie. So if anyone likes to go to the smaller towns to the garden shows and lots of plants for sale and stuff, it's really nice, okay. And it's pretty good size.
Thank you, Christine. Let me rush and help a few more people.
Okay.
I really appreciate you calling.
Okay.
Al, you got a problem with bur oaks, and I hope you don't want to learn how to not have them on the tree. Is that the question?
Yes, that's the question, Howard. I've been listening a long time, and I never heard anything about
There's nothing you can do, Al. I'm sorry. If a plant has acorns, bur oaks, there's nothing you can do to prevent them from being.
My dilemma was it drops on my car on the driveway.
Yep.
And the alternative is to cut the tree down, which I didn't want to do it because I've been growing it for 20
years. That's the only alternative, or knock them off, thrash them off when they're small acorns. Let me put you on hold, and I'll help the rest of you. Don't go away. I'll help you before I get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for calling. Great show today. A lot of good questions and comments. Enjoy your gardens out there. We're in the spring. And don't forget to feed the birds. See you next time.